It's Explore St. Louis's Kat Neville. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. It's music festival season, among many others.
It is festival season. If you're bored in St. Louis, it's because you're not trying.
There's so much. Fall brings festivals. So let's talk music festivals. We have Music at the Intersection and Evolution. That's coming up next weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about both of those, starting with Music at the Intersection.
So Music at the Intersection is such a unique festival. It takes over the streets of Grand Center, and the Kranzberg Arts Foundation really is behind this festival. And what they do is they put up multiple stages, and they're really working to bring in artists that might not be super well known, but they are doing incredibly high quality work in genres that really reflect the impact of St. Louis on, quote, the American songbook, unquote. And I'm quoting Chris Hansen, who's the executive director of Kranzberg. So it's some St. Louisans and some, you know, national acts. I mean, it was Chaka Khan was the headliner. She was amazing. What is great about that particular music festival is it helps to tell the story of St. Louis. And so because of that, Explore St. Louis, we brought in national media to experience the festival, and we partnered with the organizers to facilitate interviews. We got them pit passes so they could get up close and get really fantastic photos. And these are writers who, like, some of them have never been to St. Louis before. They're from Houston, they're from Charlotte, they're from Brooklyn. And so this is a stop where we're bringing them here very specifically to help tell the story of St. Louis as a music destination. And we're getting coverage in publications that typically don't just cover St. Louis. So Vibe, The Source, Ebony, some of these publications that typically wouldn't think about doing a story on St. Louis, we're getting coverage there because we reached out and brought them here to tell that story.
And then Evolution,
yes,
is in Forest Park. You and I both went to it last year. I saw Black Crowes, Black Keys. They crushed it, both,
yes,
of them. But it's a two-day deal.
Oh, it totally is. It's a great, I had a fantastic time at that festival. And again, multiple stages. This one's different because it's in Forest Park, so it's in a greenway, which makes it super comfortable, and you're surrounded by trees. And the organizers of Evolution, they do a great job curating the culinary and beverage aspects. So lots of like local beer and local bourbon, tons and tons of great food, and it's a wonderful festival. We're so lucky to have it. Like, bring your lawn chairs, plunk yourself down, and enjoy Forest Park while you're also enjoying this, you know, fantastic lineup. The Killers are going to be there. Billy Idol, Todd Rundgren is going to be playing. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Beck.
Beck, of course.
Really,
Beck.
Really. I was listening to Beck last night.
Yeah.
So Music at the Intersection was last week. Evolution is next weekend. So that's the 28th and the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
In between there, we have some things going on. So let's start with today. We have the symphony opening things up, the symphony orchestra in Forest Park.
Yes, absolutely. And this is an annual tradition. It is free. It ends with fireworks. And it really is the kickoff to the entire symphonic season. Powell Symphony Hall is still under construction. It will be under construction until late next year. And so this is another kind of traveling season for the SLSO, which is great. I've talked to some of the leaders there, and they've really kind of enjoyed this experience over the past year and are looking forward to the next one, or this year, because it really gets them into the community in a different way. So they're playing at Stiefel, they're playing at Two Hill, and it's allowing them to reach new audiences. So that's fantastic. But so tonight, it is free. It is, you know, you just plunk yourself down on Art Hill, bring a picnic, bring, you know, bottle of wine, and just enjoy it. It's going to be great.
Super cool. Back to school cocktail class. I don't want to miss that. What's that all about?
Celebration that kids are going back to school,
yeah,
obviously. So this is great. So our friends over at Still 630, every Friday they have their kind of like Friday library cocktails. And so what they're going to be doing is, teaching you how to make cocktails. Are you familiar? Have you been to Still 630?
Yes.
Okay. So have you met Dave?
Yes, I have.
Yes. He is one of my favorite people. He is a huge booster for St. Louis, loves St. Louis. But what is great about what he does, he is the most awarded craft distiller in the state of Missouri and the fourth most awarded craft distiller in the entire country. And he's just south of the Arch on Broadway. So if you haven't been to Still 630 or tried his spirits, you really should.
Yeah. You know where I met them was at the Evolution Festival, yeah, actually.
They were pouring last year. Yeah, absolutely.
They were. Mm-hmm. It was really good. I dropped your name, by the way. What else is going on? Blues and Brews?
Blues and Brews is that's going to be at our beloved Anheuser-Busch Brewery. And it's an outdoor street party. Obviously, you're going to have like food and tons of beer, yard games, live music. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we were talking about, obviously, it's the Great Forest Park Balloon Race. This is, along with the St. Louis Symphony playing in Forest Park on their opening weekend. This is a huge St. Louis tradition. Probably 100,000 people are going to be gathering. The first night is the Glow, where, you know, again, it's totally free. And that's one of the wonderful things about St. Louis. It's accessible to everyone. Bring a picnic, but they are going to have food and beverages available like on site. But then like you get to walk in and around the balloons while they, you know, they're tethered to the ground and they light them up and it's just spectacular. And then there's going to be this U.S. Army, you know, parachute company. They're going to be dropping in and there's fireworks. So that's the first night. And then the second is actually the race. And so, again, just kind of sit there and watch. It actually is the second largest urban hot air balloon race in the country. The largest is the one outside of Santa Fe, I believe, but we are the second largest. It is just a treasure that we have this here in St. Louis.
And the Greater St. Louis Hispanic Festival. I'm sure my new friend, Alderwoman Daniela Velasquez, will be there.
I'm sure that she will. It is actually in Soulard. It is September 20th to the 22nd. It is Hispanic Heritage month this month, and so the festival will be taking place. So over the weekend, it's going to have bands, folkloric dancers, traditional foods, arts, crafts, and if you're looking for other ways to celebrate National Hispanic Heritage Month, you can just go to explorestlouis.com. We have all the deets.
Very good. Kat Neville, as always, we appreciate it.
Thank you.